The average London house prices smashing through the £400,000 barrier. The pressure for people to get a foot on the property ladder before it's too late has never been so intense. But as well as competing with thousands of others in the same boat, first-time buyers are also having to contend with cash-rich foreign investors. In this cutthroat marketplace, who's going to come out on top? We sent Mark Jordan to investigate.
The end of 2013, and a cup of cheer for those owning their own homes. The year saw London house prices up 15%. But this spectacular world-class city looks a little gloomier for Londoners still struggling to buy.
100 for a house.
Buying up London was once a game for all the family. Now it's a game for all the world.
I own Bridges Street. 130 quid.
Local first-time buyers are now pitched against global investors eager to cash in on London's soaring house prices and high rents.
I'll buy the Angel Islington.
I don't think you can. I think it's already owned by
London. Oh.
We'll be following these London buyers as they play the real London property game. Fast, furious, and often cruel. Louise's £250,000 budget is getting her nowhere.
The property was £240,000. We put in a bid, 10 grand over the asking price. The final price we found out was over 30 grand over.
Even with the bank of mum and dad backing Jess, there's still disappointment.
When I go to a repossessed one-bedroom flat in Forest Gate and I've learned that a Chinese investor was there yesterday and is prepared to offer cash to buy the property, it just doesn't seem right.
And meet Michael. He helps Chinese investors buy in London.
We have so many Chinese investors. They're looking for several properties, maybe 3 to 10.
They're going into battle. Tom's wondering if the last £100,000 home in London even exists.
The cheapest property currently available on our books at the moment is this property. Like I say, £125,000.
To find out just how interconnected they all really are, I'm making a journey from E17 to the Far East to meet the big new players in the London property game.
London sometimes looks like a bargain, which is a joke to most people in Britain, you know?
Saturday morning in Walthamstow. A two-bed garden flat is about to sell. Guide price, 280,000. Buyers have one 40-minute group viewing to make up their minds.
We had 47 booked. We've still got a few people waiting to come.
My apologies.
All right, thank you.
Join the queue to make the biggest purchase of your life. Welcome to a London property hotspot.
One place I went to, I think there were 130 viewing in one session. So the prices go sky high and it's a bit of a war.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to just put our shoes off.
We're finding the best way of doing it is offering before even seeing the property, because by the time you've seen it, if you'd leave it, say, 48 hours, it's gone.
If you like this property, you'll have to put in an offer today, otherwise you'll lose it.
The highest sealed bidder gets the flat.
It's like putting your house on eBay.
10 sealed bids are handed to the agent.